AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying today in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is former aide Hope Hicks. She testified she asked Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to try to delay publication of a story involving Donald Trump and former Playboy model Karen McDougal. She also said she first heard Stormy Daniels' name uttered on Donald Trump's plane about a year before Michael Cohen struck a deal with the porn actor to silence her claims of a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The leader of the Air Force got a close look at one of the biggest advancements in military aviation since stealth in the early 90s. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At California's Edwards Air Force Base, Secretary Frank Hendel smiled as he stepped out of an experimental F-16 fighter jet after an hour-long flight controlled by artificial intelligence in a dogfight against a human-piloted jet.
I wasn't terribly worried about the risk of the autonomy.
The Air Force is planning for an entire AI-enabled fleet of 1,000 unmanned jets to operate by 2028, as it envisions penetrating airspace without risking human pilot lives.
We can put them in places where some of them are intentionally sacrificed.
The shift is driven partly by cost, but Kendall tells the AP it's also a security risk not to have the technology. China's Air Force fleet is on pace to outnumber the American one, and Beijing's also developing flying unmanned weapons.
We have to keep running, and we have to run fast.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government reports slower job growth last year. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché says slower job growth should slow inflation.
We also saw a bit slower wage growth. It's below 4% for the first time since 2021. That's also good news from the Fed's perspective. They want to see a bit softer wage growth. That should help reduce inflationary pressures in the economy.
And possibly lead to interest rate cuts. This is AP News. Student radio journalist at Columbia University live broadcasted arrest of pro-Palestinian demonstrators in April.
Radio reporter Ian Pumphrey said that his only concern was getting the news to the student-run radio station WKCR.
I'm worried about coverage, and I think we're all worried about just covering these events. Finals come second because this feels more important.
And even as the presence of New York police worried student reporters with the risk of arrest, radio host Mason Hanslick-Barand said the authenticity of the reporters on the scene was imperative in getting listeners to understand what was going on at Columbia.
You know, it was not just an outside media outlet. It was students watching this happen to their own community. Yeah. And having enough poise and maturity to report live.
On average, listenership at WKCR peaks at 500 to 700 online listeners. On the night of April 30th, they hit 21,000. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.